Well, I tell you what, while Chelsea's with us, let's take a call right now. We've got a great call here from Patsy in Colorado. Patsy, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, tell us all about this little question that you have. I've heard questions similar to this before. It's a hard one to determine.
Oh, okay. Well, I live in Colorado Springs, and I'm right at the base of Garden of the Gods, which is a gorgeous area. And at the end of my street is the hiking trails. But anyway, wow. I live in a small cottage. It's only 892 square feet. And it was built in, I think, 1949, and it's all wood. I mean, the floors are wood, the walls are wood, the ceilings are wood.
Wow, sounds amazing.
And I'd like to brighten it up, but everybody, especially men, say, oh, don't ever paint that original wood. No, you got to keep that, because I thought, you know, at least paint the ceilings maybe a lighter color to brighten it up. And I do have windows, of course, and I have a lot of privacy. It is in town, but it's kind of, there's lots of trees and wildlife, and you wouldn't know you were in town here. So my patio is like a mini Garden of the Gods because it's all big of these red rocks that wall my patio. But anyway, the point is, my house is dark.
I tell you, we a lot of situations like this where we've had people, ponderosa pine, cedar, different types of wood inside, and you'll get that quite a bit of opinions from people saying, "Oh, it would be a crime to paint that wood," and you know, it is one of those. It's a hard decision because once you paint it, it's not an easy one to return it back to its original stain. But I would think, yeah. Chelsea, wouldn't you think that maybe some supplement?
Yeah, I want to know what kind of wood is on the ceiling. Is it like V-groove, or is it just paneling?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's grooved. It's all the same. The walls and the ceiling are all the same. It's pine.
Yeah.
But it's been stained sort of a... I'm not really an expert on this kind of thing.
If you have all three surfaces of wood, painting one of them isn't going to be the worst thing in the world. And I would definitely start with the ceiling. But there's also temporary wallpaper that you could try out. It's a little bit more expensive than regular wallpaper, but you can apply it to the wood on the walls and just get a little bit of a relief and see how much you like it before maybe you do something more drastic like paint.
But wouldn't it be bumpy with the grooves between the wood?
So there are grooves on the wall.
Yeah.
That would
be a little more of a challenge to do that. But I'll tell you, one of the things that I would probably think about on that is, just to introduce, of course, it's very popular to have white furniture and maybe a lot of pieces of artwork and so forth that would be more white curtains. So you introduce a little more of those light colors within that particular room and in the house, particularly since it's a fairly small place. One thing can have a big influence on how the overall interior looks, and take away a little bit of that manly dark look and brighten it up a little bit with some accents. I think that's what I would try before I would break out the paintbrush. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, and we're about to break open a brand new simple solution. So you'll want to hear this one. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.